This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and football season is here, and that means Baldy, Brian Baldinger, every Tuesday, 7:30 all season long. Baldy! Now back to Steiny and Goo, who always bring that heat. Well, at least most of the time.
Hey, so you're bucking Vegas, Evan.
What are you talking about?
You're bucking Vegas.
Milwaukee? Buck.
No.
You got it. Okay.
The 49ers,
that was a two.
They're predicted to, or they have the best odds to win the NFC West, according to Vegas.
I know they do.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I think they're the best team.
No, but you looked at me like I had two heads when you, when I said, yeah, I get kind of close and maybe the Rams have a little edge, but.
No, I looked at you like you had two heads when you talked about the New Orleans Saints like they're just a gimme.
See? You need to be a little more perceptive.
Usually you're somebody who gives respect to opponents.
I do, but my point is this. Brock Purdy last year, he missed two games, right?
Sure.
He missed the last game. Let's throw that one out. Didn't matter.
They went 6-9 with him as starter.
Right. You know who they played the game he was out?
They played Green Bay and Buffalo.
Green Bay, yeah.
Or Green Bay, yeah,
well, Buffalo,
sorry.
I guess he played. I thought he didn't play Buffalo either.
Green Bay, he for sure missed because Brandon Allen was, oh.
So what I'm getting at is if he misses one game this year and it's the Saints game, that's a better opponent to not have Brock Purdy than last year's Green Bay Packers. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is the Niners have more winnable games on their schedule, seemingly, than most of the other teams.
So let's load manage Brock Purdy. Let's sit him against New Orleans. Let's sit him in
that.
4 weeks. Sit him right after the bye week to get him an extra week of rest. And
now,
then let's sit him in week 17 because we already got the division wrapped up.
Now you're being silly. And nobody's saying if he's healthy, sit him. If he can play, he should play.
No, but he's not 100%, so he should just sit.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Oh, no, I mean, we do. He has a toe. He has a shoulder. He's
going to
be less than 100%.
It can't be healed by Sunday?
Not enough. I mean, it's and the Saints are a joke, so we should just sit him against them. I mean, like, Mac Jones can take care of the Saints. I mean,
he might be able to if Brock Purdy's hurt. He might be able to. Would you rather play the Green Bay Packers this week?
I would rather play the Green Bay Packers because you got to also remember who else didn't play that game, Steiny. I think Trent Williams didn't play in that game. I believe Nick Bosa missed that game. You didn't have Brandon Ayuk. and Fred Warner was playing on a broken ankle. So, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Saints are a lot better this year.
And maybe that team could beat the Saints. Could have beaten the Saints last year. I'm just saying. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's the news that we know about the San Francisco 49ers today. George Kittle has been placed on the injured list. He's going to miss four games. Juwan Jennings' status still unknown. They'll know more later this week. Brock Purdy, questionable right now with a toe injury and a shoulder injury. Jake Moody, their kicker, has been waived, and they'll bring in kickers this week to figure out what they're going to do Sunday. And my question for San Francisco 49er fans is, of the things that are going on right now with this team, what is the most concerning? Is it special teams slash the field goal kicker? Is it having to play without George Kittle for 4 weeks? Is it Brock Purdy being nicked up after one game and his status in jeopardy for week number two? Is it Trent Williams, whose season has not gotten off to a good start? Is it Christian McCaffrey's workload that's got you concerned? 888-957-9570. Evan, we talked about this earlier, and you think the number one challenge right now for the Niners is to get through the next 4 weeks without George Kittle.
It is. Just
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Because that's what I know. Like, I know that George Kittle's not going to be on the field for at least 4 weeks. I would like to believe that Christian McCaffrey can stay upright, though I understand your concern about it. I also felt like, I know he didn't really get a chance to compete because they needed the roster spot in training camp, but like Greg Joseph is still available. And from everything that he put together in preseason, I don't see he can't be worse than Jake Moody. I think he's going to be better. I mean, you look at him for his career, and he's nearly 83% in terms of his field goals, which is a lot better than Jake Moody's been. So, like, special teams is a concern, but I do feel like a weight has been sort of lifted from this football team by Jake Moody getting cut this morning.
Yeah, I chalk it up as something they had to do, and Kyle had to do it.
Were you surprised that they didn't do it sooner?
No. You know why? This may not make any sense, but I feel like immediately after a game, coaches and players are still in that siege mentality where you know, they're still in that competitive mode and they don't want to give anything up and they want to keep secrets. And it's like, you just don't, hey, is Jake Moody going to be your kicker next week? Like, you just don't want to say, no, he stinks. You're right. We're going to, the natural answer is, we'll see. You know, we got to figure that one out.
We'll see.
So, but I think they had, they knew after the game that this was probably going to happen. Like on the plane ride to wherever they were going next, probably back to the Bay, obviously.
I think they knew it the moment he missed a 27-yard field goal.
Eh.
And then got the next one blocked.
I wonder where the block fits in. And it may not matter. Because it doesn't sound like Shanahan thought it was Moody's fault. But it almost doesn't matter because I think he's viewing it as a field goal kicking unit issue now.
It's a results-based business, and the result of that football game is you had a chance to score 9 points, and you scored 3. I mean, that game would have been maybe not over with, but I think they could have won, maybe not going away, but like they could have put Seattle away if they were able to make some kicks.
Yeah, I mean,
it certainly wouldn't have come down to a jump ball in the end zone.
I mean, theoretically, they go in up at half, 10-7.
Well, that's the other part, too. Right. It's not just that it costs you your own points.
Right.
It then gave Seattle the ball with momentum at home, and they go get three. Like, that's a 6-point swing. That missed kick is worth almost a touchdown. And again, I don't know about you when you're watching this football game and how people felt out there, but after he missed that 27-yarder, it felt like the mood of the team completely flipped. And it was just a here-we-go-again type of deal, whereas I think for the first 1.5 quarters, I felt like they were in control of that football game. And especially in the third quarter, they go on, an 8-minute drive where they just walk the ball right down the field. Seattle doesn't get the ball nearly any in that third quarter. And you don't score any points. Like that to me is demoralizing when your defense is playing their ass off. Your offense is winning time of possession by the end of the game by 15 minutes. Like you have the rock the entire time. You're doing exactly what you want to do offensively for the most part. And you have to scrape by. Like that to me is just, it's just such a blow to the rest of the roster.
I'm completely with you. And certainly, surely, I couldn't have been the only. First of all, he misses a 27-yarder, and I'm just shaking my head because I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. It was like 2 weeks ago we're talking about Moody. Well, what happens? What's going to happen? And you know, what if he makes this goes 3 for 3 in the opener, and he's got 2 from over 50? Well, then he's okay. And then somebody, well, what if he misses a chippy right off the bat? Oh, he won't, man. He misses a chippy right off the bat, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me. Then the next one gets blocked, and that's at that point I started watching the game differently. I started watching the game thinking about how do we shoehorn Moody in here if we need to kick a field goal? You know what I mean? Like, it really was something that was on my mind when they get, you know, they're pushing the ball to the 40. McCaffrey runs for 5 to the 35. It's 2nd and 5, and you're thinking, well, if they hold here, it's a 52-yarder. Would he? Would he not? And, you know, well, it depends. You know, it was no way to go through a season. And if the fans were thinking about it as much as we were, this coaching staff had to be thinking about it too.
I mean, I don't think the problem is solved. I mean, who you're bringing in is going to be a guy that is not one of the top 32 kickers in football. But the point was, Jake Moody also was not one of the 32 best kickers in football. He just wasn't for your team. I don't know if it was mental, physical. He could not figure it out. And so I think the one, at least saving grace about whoever walks in the door next is, I don't get the feeling that that player has any sort of job security. Like, if they have a bad game, they're done.
That's possible.
But as opposed to Jake Moody, where, all right, Jake Moody has a bad season, and he still got his job. That's not the way it works for kickers in the NFL.
No, not usually. Hey, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries They take on the Seattle Storm, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. All you got to do is download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus with pregame starting at 6:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.